Lenten responses, of course, during the Lenten season. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips.
Psalm 6, chant responsibly by whole verse.
O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath.
Here.
from Matthew chapter 26. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and then he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me one little hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Lenten Responsory, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my
rescue me from my enemies. Rosanna.
be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's text, we see our Lord in an intense moment of prayer and distress, as he turns to his Father and asks if there is a way to avoid the brutal suffering and death, and to avoid watching his disciples scatter. But ultimately, Jesus teaches us a few things about prayer, not least of which is a repetition of what he taught the disciples to pray when he taught them the Our Father. All true prayer is ultimately a prayer that says, "Thy will be done." Our text tells us that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asks his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to come with him to pray. Before going off to pray, Jesus said, "My soul is sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And then, leaving his disciples there, Jesus goes a little farther and falls on his knees and says, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." At this moment, we see both Jesus' divinity and his humanity. Jesus sought communion with the Father through prayer, as he struggled with the terror of his impending death and the recognition that his disciples would flee when he was captured. And so, what does Jesus do in this moment of great distress? He goes to pray. We see his humanity in his fear of the suffering that he and his disciples are about to experience. And yet, we also see his divinity in his union with the Father's will, and his ability and willingness to pay for the sins of the whole world. He brought his disciples with him, but this battle is a battle that he must fight on his own. He alone must lay down his life for his sheep, and give his life as a ransom for many. The world is silent as it awaits the final answer. The weight of our sin is on his shoulders. And through the silence of the night, our Lord cries out, "Not my will, but your will be done." Jesus experiences the agony in the garden in complete submission to the will of God. Our Lord Jesus was fully God and fully man. And these moments will always remain a mystery to us because of the mystery involved in the union of the two natures of Christ. After his bitter struggle in the garden, Jesus returns to his disciples and finds them sleeping and says, "So you could not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." If they had stayed awake, they could have seen the mysterious struggle that Jesus experienced in his prayers. They could have seen Jesus' submission to the Father's will, but they fell asleep. And so Jesus rouses them from their sleep and tells them to watch and pray, because to watch is to be ready, and to pray is to receive help from God in that critical hour. But they, like all of us, experienced the reality of being saint and sinner. On the one hand, their spirit is willing because they were renewed by faith in Christ. On the other hand, their flesh was weak because they still wrestled with the old sinful nature. But that is why Jesus calls them and us to return to prayer. Because in prayer, we, like Jesus, submit to our Father's will. And we know that he hears us and loves us. Jesus teaches us that we receive our strength in our struggle against temptation in prayer. In baptism, we were united with our Lord's submission to the will of the Father. And now we have received the spirit of adoption and can approach God as our Father. Now, with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father, as Luther explains in the Small Catechism. And so, let us return to prayer in our battle against temptation and submission to God's holy and eternal will. The next thing that Jesus teaches us is that we should return to prayer, because in prayer we bring our agonies to the Lord and seek His aid in every hour of need. Jesus turned to His Father in His great distress and sought strength as He prepared to go to the cross to pay for the sins of the whole world. And we can turn to God in our times of need. When our trials are great and we cannot find the words to express our prayer, we know that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, as St. Paul teaches us in Romans. We learn that the triune Lord is present whenever we pray to God the Father in the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our flesh may be weak, but our Lord is strong, and He does not leave us on our own. That is why Jesus drank the cup of judgment. Throughout the Old Testament, the cup of judgment, like the one that Jesus drank, was that cup which told people that they were receiving God's complete condemnation. And our Lord drank it down to the dregs on the cross. The cup of God's wrath was poured out on the sinless Son of God on account of our sins, in order that He might rise from the dead and nourish us with the cup of eternal life, the Lord's altar. And now we drink the blood of our Savior, the cup of our salvation. Jesus willingly submitted to the plan to be our Savior. He prayed, "Thy will be done," and suffered the death that we deserve. As one theologian put it, Jesus died under sin and its curse. The sting of death tortured Him with all its damnable power. Jesus had indeed assumed the world's sin during His whole life. But here, in Gethsemane, the final moment of that assumption had come. With the coming of Judas and his band, Jesus now actually steps into the death that would cover the sins of the whole world. Jesus rises and goes to meet His disciple who had betrayed Him. He stepped into death and submitted to the Father's will. He prays, "Thy will be done," just as He taught us to pray. And in so doing, He opens the way to the Father for us. He leads us in His call to return to prayer by bringing us into union with the triune Lord through His death and resurrection. So, let us joyfully praise Jesus, the one who opens the path to God for us and teaches us how to pray. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Let us continue on page 231. We stand to sing the canticle Magnificat. Please stand to sing page 231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, and lifting up of my hands, as the evening sacrifice. My soul
for healing.
spiritual friendship here or in the narthex. Place it in the basket in your offerings at the plate at the door. You may be seated for the voluntary.